shit.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Bella Boys podcast. We are fucked up. Look at this guy. He's fucked up. He already passed out. All right, so one man show today.
Dude, AJ, I can't do this, bro. Yo, what the fuck,
bro? Usually it's me that's fucked up. You're the one that's leading. This
I'm just too hungry. Holy fuck,
dude! I can't think.
All right, well, welcome back, everybody, to our weekly podcast. I'm AJ. This is Aaron. You can't really see him because he's fucked up. But welcome back. So this man is incoherent. He is intoxicated.
Hello.
There he is. He's woken up from the dead. Oh, now he's dead again. There he is. There he goes. Bye-bye. See you next week. All right, that's it for the podcast.
Bro. Dude, I can't.
A few moments later.
Okay. He's back from the dead. I filmed the whole intro without you.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Shut the fuck
up. I did.
Nah, I did bro, ask it. You're lying.
No, I'm serious.
Really?
Yeah. You were like this. And then I was like, welcome back to the Bell Boys podcast.
Wow, bro, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. I didn't. I knew we started filming. I didn't know we filmed like a whole intro, though.
Yeah, I filmed it. We're good.
Wow, fuck, okay. Fuck it, whatever. I'll watch this later and just be like, fuck my life. It's fine. I'm chilling.
All right. Welcome back. Aaron's alive.
I'm alive now.
Yep. Okay. We just need a little fresher.
Yeah, I need fresh air. I'm good now.
Okay.
All right. What are we talking about today?
I realize, you know, no matter how drunk you get, like for you specifically, and maybe other Asians, like you don't get red.
I don't get red. I get red when... Well, I mean, this is natural, but I get red when it's hot.
Okay.
I don't get red, though, when I drink.
Yeah, because the Asian glow in me is strong.
It is strong. Like, you get red no matter what.
Yeah. So I'm like, dude, fuck you. Not a fuck you, but...
I don't know. But like, okay, well, with Asian glow, like you get red, right?
Yeah.
That also comes like... I've never met a person with Asian glow that doesn't have a low tolerance. Is that safe to assume?
Probably safe to assume. Just because you're allergic to alcohol when
right.
you have Asian glow.
So you save money when you go out?
Yeah, you save money, but you look stupid.
You do look stupid.
Like, I'll take a shot and I'm red and everyone's like, oh, you're fucked up, dude.
Yeah, that's true. You don't save money if you go out to like a restaurant to drink, but if you go to a bar and you're paying for your own bill... Like, you know, your own drink, you're saving money.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
For instance, when we went to Welfare,
yeah,
I spent a cool like $80 at night.
Yeah.
Just to get fucked up. But you, probably nine.
Yeah, probably $9.
Probably $9.
One shot.
Well, yeah. But I spent a cool like $80 and it's like, damn, like why the fuck am I not getting fucked up?
Dude, honestly, maybe the power move is just to be low tolerance because you save so much money. Oh, there he goes. Maybe I'm not low tolerance after this. Nah, I'm still low tolerance. Damn, bro. You good? This man is fighting demons right now.
All right.
You don't sound all right.
All right.
Oh. Hey, don't throw up, bro. It's a $200 Uber charge.
I scared you have to burp out.
Oh, he's going out. He's, oh, my goodness.
There you go. That was it, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, back to your point. yeah, you you save money if you go to a bar. But if we're out drinking together, you lose money.
Yeah, because you're splitting the bill type of thing. Oh, there he goes.
There you go. That was the one I needed. I'm good now. That was the one I needed. Yeah, because we're splitting the bill. That like you're losing money there.
Spin the bill.
But also, okay, as someone, fuck.
You good?
Yeah, I'm just burning
a lot. I think it's because I'm talking too much.
It's a lot of liquid in that one. It was a little wet.
Yeah.
Hey, better out than in. That's what Shrek says. Better out than in.
Anyways, okay. So with low tolerance / Asian glow, I think, you know, you take the cake when you go out to a bar because you get more fucked up faster, you know, and you're paying for your own drinks, maybe. Well, if you are paying for your own drinks, you're taking the dub.
Yeah, for sure.
But you're definitely taking the L when we're splitting the bill and we're going out to drink together.
Yeah, I am, for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, it's fine. In the moment, I don't give a shit. And then it's more of like, I'm just drunk, so like, who cares?
Yeah, you're too drunk to realize. But at the end of the day, like, if you are low tolerance / have Asian glow, this is synonymous, and you're going out with friends who don't have Asian glow, it's like, they're drinking more than you because they're paying the same amount.
Yeah. Fuck, I'm just not going to drink with friends anymore.
All right, dude.
Yeah, what was the worst thing you've done drunk?
Nothing, bro.
Nah,
bro. You know me. I'm a tame drunk.
Yeah, you're a tame drunk. I'm a tame drunk. You've had to have done something.
Nah, bro. I'm a tame drunk. I don't do stupid shit. I, like, even when I get, like, super fucked up, I don't do, like, irrational shit. The only, I guess, like, the most irrational thing I've done drunk is, like, at Pomona when I try to climb a wall.
Okay, I was gonna say that. I was be like, that was pretty dumb.
But that's not even that bad.
Yeah, that's not that bad.
I was just gonna climb a wall. That's it, bro. Like, I feel like you have a lot of bad drunks. You probably fuck some fucking guy.
Okay. All right, buddy.
Nothing wrong with fucking guys, but he's straight.
I have not fucked a dude.
Okay, but like, I know, but we're talking about when you're drunk.
No, yeah, when I'm drunk, I've definitely done some bad things.
Yeah, AJ's a horn dog. Yo, you guys heard it here first. Y'all don't know this about AJ, but this man is a horn dog. Sober or drunk, he's just trying to put his dick in something.
Whoa.
AJ is a horn dog.
Yeah.
AJ's a horn dog. AJ's a horn dog.
Only when I'm like really drunk, though.
Nah, bro, even when you're sober. Bro, I know, dude, you literally like, you know you match with girls on Hinge and like you'll show me and you're like, yeah, bro, I know she's not that bad, but yo, she's like responding, you know, I could maybe pipe. You're a horn dog. That's the thing though. Ladies, if you're watching this, you can't just give attention out to everyone. If you give attention out to horn dogs, they're just trying to pipe. Like AJ.
Me. Yeah. Hey, man, you know, maybe I just don't make clear what I want, but yeah, that is mostly what I want.
Okay, but answer me this. Why do you think you're a horn dog? Does the hand just not satisfy you?
No, the hand satisfies me, but...
Does it, though?
Nah, but you
know... Does it satisfy you?
I just love, you know, more than just the hand.
Bro, I don't know, man.
I just think you are asexual. Not asexual.
I am not asexual. You're not asexual.
That's the wrong word. You just appreciate your hand more than I do.
No, it's not that I don't appreciate my hand more than I do. I think, like, physically, just a man and a woman doing it just doesn't do it for me.
Really?
There's got to be, like, that emotional connection for me to, like, feel that it's better than my hand. If there's no emotional connection, it's just like, bro, my hand can do better. Not better, but like, you know, it
gets the job done.
It gets the job done. It's like the same shit. But I feel like for you, it's not like that. It's not, just like your hand just doesn't do you justice.
No, there's something different about being with that person for me.
Yeah, but even if it's like someone you don't give a fuck about.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. It just feels better for me.
Okay, but isn't it a fact that, like, you bust faster with your hand?
Oh, for sure, bro.
Therefore implying that it feels better.
Nah, I think it's more of a business decision in terms of, like, I don't have time to be jerking it for fucking 20 minutes, bro.
Nah, but you know those days where you do have the time?
Yeah.
You still bust faster than when you, you know, do it with a girl.
Yeah, I know. But, so, like, I think it's the whole, like, physical act of, like, you know...
The act of, like, you doing it with a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
Is what gets you mentally.
That's what gets me, yeah.
See, this is... You just described the mentality of a horn dog.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
You're trying to...
Don't get me wrong. I love my hand.
Do you, though?
I do. But it doesn't do me justice as much.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Have you tried it with your left hand?
You know what? Like, I've tried it with my left hand, but it's weird. Like, I just... Maybe I haven't given it enough time.
No, I don't think it'll. Okay, a lot of people have told me, not a lot, but like some people have told me, like, oh, like you're doing it with your left hand, like feels like someone else is jerking you off. I'm yeah. like, no, bro. I know it's me. It just doesn't feel as good as my right hand, bro.
You just don't have the ambidexterity. Like, whoa, that was a weird word. You don't.
No, you said it right. The ambidexterity.
Yeah, you like the your grip pressure in your right is for sure harder than your left.
Yeah, but you also just know, like your right hand just knows the stroke.
That's true.
Your left hand just doesn't know.
You know what? Maybe you just need to practice. Maybe we just need to practice more.
But do you think the practice is worth it? Like, do I want to put in the hours?
I think so. It's like in 2K when you're upgrading the offhand ball yeah. skill. We haven't done that.
Yeah, but how much does the offhand ball skill help your my player, you know? It's just like,
yeah, that's
I'd rather improve the shooting.
Yeah, the three-point shooting is
much on the right hand, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like the left hand is like it's definitely a different experience, but like it's just, like yeah. will your left ever be as good as your right?
No. Never.
No, we don't jerk off, bro. We don't jerk off. We're wholesome Christian boys, bro. What the fuck is a penis? I don't know what that is. I don't jack my dick off. What? No. I worship the Lord. Amen. We don't do that. We're not sinners. Come on. Is jacking off a sin? Does it ever say in the Bible that you can't jack off? I don't think so.
I don't know, actually.
You think Jesus jacked off? Yo, Jesus for sure jacked off.
Oh, for sure.
There's no doubt in my mind that... There's no... Yeah, dude, if Jesus... Like, if you were a human being and you're a male, you fucking jacked off, bro.
You know what? Maybe he didn't, because I had a roommate, Jim, in freshman year of college.
Yeah.
This man, he did jack off, but he wouldn't watch porn.
No, he's lying to you.
No, he deadass, he would be like...
Bro, if you ever meet a guy that says they don't watch porn, they're literally lying
to you. No. It's more of like he did, but he felt bad when he did. So he would try not to.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with you feeling guilty after watching porn, but there is no male out there that doesn't watch porn.
Yeah. Unless you're Amish.
Okay. Because you have no internet.
Yeah.
What'd you say? Oxygen?
Yeah.
Amish people can't breathe.
Unless you're oxygen. Unless you're O2. You cannot watch porn.
All right, ladies. If you ever talk to a guy and they admit, or they say they don't watch porn, they're fucking capping.
Oh, that's facts.
I've been guilty of that.
You've lied?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, no. I tell them. I'd be like, yeah, I watch it.
Oh, no. I don't say that
shit. Really? I'm just be like, us guys, we just do our thing.
I just pull the like, yeah, like I used to. But like, no, I'm good now.
Damn, bro. No, I've for sure been like, you know what? I do it so much, I'm going to own up to it. You know, I'm not hiding
it. You jack off a lot.
I do, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, it's more unhealthy to not jack off than to jack off. Because you build stuff up.
Dr. Roa, you sexologist.
No, I just read this somewhere on Google.
Yeah, fucking Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Fucking WebMD.
But yes. But basically, the more, like, people who jack off have a lower, like, chance of prostate cancer. I don't know this exact statistic, but yeah.
You're gonna need to fact check that for me. I don't know, man.
I don't know. Just believe me. I think my dick was smaller when I was like in middle school.
It's the same size, buddy.
All right, dude.
No, come on. Let's be honest. I think my dick is the same size as it was in middle school.
Yeah, let's be honest. I don't think it didn't grow that much. To me,
no, bro.
There was no point in my life where I was like, oh shit, it's huge.
Yeah, you know when like you're when you're like in middle school and then you compare your height to like when you're like a junior or a senior in high school, you're like, damn, I grew a lot.
Yeah.
Penis size is not like that.
Yeah. Well, we're Asian, so maybe other races.
Maybe
other races all were right. Like, wow, we had a growth spurt, but yeah. Us, we didn't have that growth spurt.
No, not at all.
It was more of like a, okay, I'm waiting.
Yeah. Yeah. But at the same time, there is one thing I want to say. Dude, the first time I got my first pube, I was very excited. I distinctly remember when I first noticed my pubes because I was taking a shit. And I was looking down and I see some hair. I was like, no way, bro. I'm becoming a man.
I honestly don't remember growing pubes. I think all of a sudden I was like, wow, there's a lot here.
What?
I don't think I remember what I was like, well, there's one. I just remember being like, oh, shit.
No, I definitely remember like a little bit. And I was like, wow, this is crazy.
Interesting. Do you ever remember the first time shaving?
I actually don't remember the first time. I remember, when did you, I started shaving around like maybe sophomore year of high school.
Yeah, I had like a little, obviously I had nothing. So like yeah, I had like I had a little, no peach fuzz, nothing. But it was like, just like those like little five hairs. And I was like, shit, I need to shave these off. These look weird. But it was bad because like I would got my dad's electric razor and I pushed it fucking hard on my face because I didn't know how to shave. And I cut myself on an electric razor.
How do you cut yourself with an electric razor? That's hard.
No, yeah, you have to like, I was shoving it like, you know how you're just like, normally yeah. You just go like this? I was like shoving that shit into my face, bro.
Jeez.
To the point where like it was cutting me. And I was like, dude, this sucks. But then I realized it was just because I didn't know how to shave.
Wait, you started like learning how to shave on an electric razor?
Yeah, I've never shaved with a normal manual razor.
It's better.
I know, I'm just too lazy.
I think you need to try it.
Yeah, I know. But the quick electric razor ones are just like, and then you're done.
I agree. I have both. I use both an electric and a manual. And like the electric is good for like the everyday, like day to day, just like look cleaner. But if you need a clean shave, nothing beats a manual razor.
No, for sure. I mean, the thing that's the thing. Like my hair grows, my beard hair grows like relatively quick for an Asian guy. And like I'm annoyed at how I have to shave. Like, I'll shave in the morning and then at night, like it's distinctively like more darker.
Yeah, you grow hair pretty fast for an Asian male.
Yeah, which is like, I mean, it's good and bad, I guess.
No, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad.
I think overall, if you're an Asian with hair, it's like weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird. I don't know. That's probably some Spanish dude in my generation lineage that like just ended up with a Filipino chick.
What describes me though? I'm pretty hairy for an Asian male.
Yeah.
For an East Asian male especially. Yeah,
for an East Asian male, you're for sure hairy.
Yeah, well, that doesn't make sense to me. Neither of my parents are hairy.
I don't know. Maybe you got some Genghis Khan in you.
Yeah, but why would he be hairy?
That guy had a beard.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
Confucius had a beard.
My dad can grow a beard, but yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what it is. Like, I mean, it's just genetic, you know? Like, nobody knows. I think for most Asian people, especially East Asian people, it's just not in the genes to grow beards.
Yeah.
But, you know, it trickles down every now and then.
I'd rather not be hairy, though. I think it just saves a lot of time.
Yeah, dude. I used to think, like, oh, I wish I could grow a full beard. But honestly, nah, fuck that shit. Because you got to shave way too much to grow, like, if you're hairy, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I feel that. There's a lot of things that, like, I wish I had. Some of them came true. Some of them didn't. But, like, for example, when I was younger, I was like, oh, like, I really want glasses. Glasses look cool.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
I got glasses. I'm like, fuck this shit. Glasses suck. I wish I had perfect eyesight. Another one was, I wish I had braces. You had braces, but I never had braces.
Yeah.
But I always thought braces were, like, cool.
No, fuck braces.
I know, but, like, now that I look back, like, you know, now that I'm 23 and I'm looking back at my, like, middle school self wanting braces, I'm like, nah, fuck that. Like, it's so much better not having braces. Yeah. But having a beard is the same category as me as that. It's like, I was like, oh, dude, having a beard is cool. But like now, like being on the side of like growing facial hair faster, obviously not as much as you, but I feel like I grow facial hair faster than most Asian people. I'm just like, dude, fuck a beard. I don't give a fuck. Just give me no hair.
Yeah, no, honestly, fuck a beard. It's one or the other. It's either you grow a really nice beard where it looks good, or you have no hair. Because if you're in the middle, it's fucking shitty because you have to shave. You either have to shave every day so that you look relatively decent, or you grow it out. But when you grow it out, it looks so gross. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but even if you were on the side of like growing a nice beard, would you want that? Because that just means like, okay, for example, like James Harden, like cool beard, right? But if James Harden ever wanted to have a clean shave, that motherfucker is shaving every like 10 hours.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a problem you have to like deal with. But I mean, I guess it's good that he has the option, but it's more of like a fuck, now I have to do it every day.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that option though. Yeah. I'd rather just be clean shaven and like not hairy and then just not have to worry about growing a beard.
Yeah. I mean, some guys look really good with a beard, so it fits them, you know? But like, I just wish like you could just turn it on and off.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, he's a fucking pill. You're just like, fuck this. I don't want to grow my beard anymore.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It is annoying. I fucking hate it. You know what I thought about the other day?
What's up?
Was I feel bad for women because they have to shave their legs and shit.
Some women don't, though.
I know. Some women don't. But, like, I just feel bad. Like, you know, they have this standard of, like, you need to have hairless legs.
Well, I just don't know. But, like, I don't know how many girls actually shave their legs.
Okay, so obviously East Asian people just aren't as hairy, right? Yep. Correct? Males and females. They're just not as hairy. But I feel like with other races, like, they tend to be hairier, right? Obviously. So, like, they have to shave, like, pretty often. Like, they just shave their legs, like, pretty often. And I feel like that sucks. Because, like, fuck, I would not want to shave my legs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How often are girls shaving their legs? Let us know in the comments below. I just don't know how often girls are shaving. All the girls I've been with have never shaved their legs.
My ex, she shaved her legs, like, relatively often.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of, you know, it was pretty funny. Where, like, one time we were, like, cuddling.
Don't tell me you could feel it, bro.
And I put my face on her legs and I was like, oop. I said, oop.
You could feel it?
I said, oop, somebody. It's a little prickly down here.
Wait, it actually is prickly?
Yeah.
Like a.
It's like a beard, yeah.
It's like a beard. Dude, it's like a man's chin. You're telling me your ex's leg was like a man's chin?
I mean, was it like that, Harry? But it was to the point where I was like, oh. And then she got so fucking mad at me.
Dude, that is pretty funny.
Yeah. She would shave her legs, like, relatively. Not like all the. Not as much as other girls, I feel like, but, like, definitely shaved her legs.
Damn.
My sister shaves her legs. She has a razor in the shower when I go home and there's a shower.
Interesting. Maybe my context is just skewed because every girl I've been with, like, yeah, they've never shaved their legs.
I mean, I think that's just, like, the, you know, East Asian people just aren't normally hairy. You know? So it's, like, it's not as common. But, yeah, like, that was funny. So, like, I was like, some cactus cooler down here.
Have you ever met a girl with, like, a mustache? Not obviously not like a male mustache, being a little peach fuzz. Dude, for sure, I feel like, yo, you girls out there, y'all have peach fuzz. Y'all just don't know it.
Oh my God, dude.
Girls have peach fuzz, 100%.
Dude, I'm so sorry. Like, I feel so fucked up for this, but, like, in elementary school, my little fucking elementary school self, I feel so bad. But there was one girl where I was like, you have a mustache? I was such a fucking asshole.
In elementary school?
Yeah, I was like, you have a mustache? And she got so sad.
You're a bitch, bro. You're a bitch. That's fucked up.
Such a fucking asshole.
That's fucked up. Honestly, though, if I was in elementary school, I'd say the same shit, but that's fucked up still.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. I was a fucking dickhead in elementary school.
No, but girls have peach fuzz.
Oh, yeah, they do. You can't deny that you don't have peach fuzz. We see it.
Yeah. Have you ever met a girl with hairy arms?
I've seen them, yeah, for sure. I've never, like, dated one or anything like that, but they're definitely there.
I met two girls in my life with hairy arms, but if you were dating a girl with hairy arms, would you say something? Like, let's say this girl is a woman of your, not the woman of your dreams, but you really like her, you know? But she has, like, hairy arms. I think me and you might be picturing the same girl.
Oh, yeah, she did have hairy arms. Like, not in a bad, I mean,
it wasn't bad, but, like, let's say you, like, you know, like,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, but let's say you, like, liked a girl with hairy arms, right?
Okay.
Is that, like, a deal breaker for you?
I mean, it's just more, I think that's an ick. That's an ick for me.
Yeah, it's more of an ick, I guess.
It's not like a deal breaker. Yeah, it's not going to kill it for me. Like, no. I'm not that fucking shallow, but, no, like, you know, I'd be like, what do we got there?
Yeah.
Mr. Dude, Pringles. Yeah,
like, I don't even have hairy arms. I'm pretty hairy.
Yeah.
No, come on.
Ours aren't that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought it was funny, though, when dudes don't have hair on their legs.
What? You think that's funny?
I think it's funny just because, like, it's so feminine.
Like, no, I wish I didn't have hair on my legs.
Really? I feel like it's, like, a sign of masculinity. Like, oh, I have hair on my legs. Like,
dude, but, okay, that's what I, like, lie to myself about. You know, I tell myself, like, you know what, Aaron, you're a fucking man because you got hair, bro. You know? It's like, I got fucking hair, bro. I'm a fucking man. But at the end of the day, like, bro, I don't want this shit, bro. Like, fuck the hair. But, like, you think girls with, like, peach fuzz, you think they shave their face?
Dude,
I don't know. A guy does, you know? You put your shaving cream and you just... You think they do that?
I don't know. Like, to be honest, I have no idea. But I'm sure some do. But, like, maybe, like, once a year type of thing.
No, but you know how it's like, you know, when you shave once, it like grows back thicker.
Oh, they're like, they don't want to type of thing.
Yeah. It's either like you just let it like, you know, be peach fuzz forever or you just shave it.
Like, yeah, often. I highly doubt that they really shave it, to be honest. I feel like they just kind of let it
there. I'd be shocked if I met a girl like let's say I married a girl and she'd be shaving, like, you know, we're both in the bathroom getting ready for, like, a, I don't know, some event or some shit, and we're both just, like, lathering shaving cream, and we're just both shaving. I'd be like, yo, why are you doing the same shit as me? That's weird as fuck. I'd be a little weird. You know, if she's shaving her legs and shit, I don't give a fuck. It's like, you know, that's what girls do. But, like, if we're both in the mirror just, like, I'd be like, yo, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, are you a man? Nothing wrong with that, but, like, you know, it's just, like, weird.
It's like fucking Shrek and Fiona, bro. Yeah. Both eating fucking, just living in the swamp, like, yeah. Doing the same shit.
How many girls do you think, like, actually love facial hair?
I'm sure, like, a certain amount do, but I think that a lot of them don't because it, like, it's, like, prickly, you know?
Yeah, I feel like, what I think is, like, I feel like girls don't like facial hair. Growing facial hair is more of, like, a bro thing.
It's yeah.
Yo, like, I got this sick-ass goatee going on.
Yeah, or, like, yeah, you got a stash going on. Like, you got that firefighter stash going on. You're just like, yeah, like, I'm a fucking man.
Yeah, and then all your friends are like, yo, that's dope. But then all the girls are like, yo, what the fuck is that little caterpillar on your upper lip?
No, because one of my coworkers, he has this, well, not my current coworker, my old coworker, he had this thick mustache. And he said he was growing that shit for like 5 years.
Jeez.
But it looks good. Like, it looks good on him. Like, I was like, oh, that's pretty good. But then because he has a girlfriend, he was like, she hated it because like the hair would get in her mouth and shit when they like kissed and shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, that means like, I feel like most girls just don't like facial hair.
Nah, bro. I remember like when I was in elementary school, my dad like grew out a goatee once. Or my dad grows out a goatee like sometimes. Actually, is it a goatee? What do you call it when you connect like the mustache and the?
Yeah, it's like a goatee, but it's like a connected goatee.
Yeah, so he grew out a goatee once in when I was in elementary school, and I looked at him, I was like, "Yo, that's tough."
Yeah,
like that's sick. But he told me like, "Your mom doesn't like it." I'd be like, "What? Yo, that's just tight as fuck, bro. Like, don't listen to mom, bro. Fuck that shit."
But yeah, no, it's a dude thing.
Yeah, as I got older, I was like, okay, I can see how like girls don't like that shit. It's more of like a bro thing. It's like, yeah, it's like, yo, bro, sick goatee. Bro.
Yeah,
you know, it's like one of those.
Yeah, honestly. Oh, that's what I was gonna ask was you know how girls get their eyebrows done?
Yeah.
You know, it's like relatively common.
Yeah.
You think it's weird if a guy gets their eyebrows done like on a regular basis?
No, not at all.
You don't think so?
No. Okay. Shit, don't want to put this on the internet.
Have you gotten your eyebrows done?
Don't put this on the internet.
You've gotten your eyebrows done?
Don't put this on the internet. Ah, whatever. Fuck it. I have never gotten my eyebrows done professionally.
Okay.
But the last girl I was talking to would do my eyebrows.
She would do your eyebrows?
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie, they look fucking good when you get... Dude, yo.
Wow.
You look... Guys look better when you get your eyebrows fucking done. I shit you not.
Wow.
Like, you, as a guy, you think you wouldn't notice, right? You know, it's just your fucking eyebrows. You can't really tell. But, like, she would do my eyebrows. I look in the mirror. I'm like, damn, bro. Like,
yeah.
This makes a difference. Like, it's like when you get a haircut. It's the same shit.
You're like, I'm on that bad bitch energy right now.
No, for real. Like... I'm not gonna lie, like after I stopped talking to her, I was like, damn, bro, like who's gonna do my eyebrows now? Like, I kind of want to talk to someone and like get with something just so someone can do my fucking eyebrows again, bro. Like,
you want that Kim K fucking eyebrow lash?
Bro? Yeah, bro. Dude, I look good when my fucking eyebrows are done, bro. But the thing is, guys don't notice.
Yeah,
because she would ask me like, oh, did like your roommate say something? Nah.
But, yeah, I don't notice that shit.
But like, I definitely notice. Like when I look in the mirror, I'm like, I look different. Like,
whoa.
I look good.
Hey, I'll do your eyebrows for you.
Okay, shut the fuck up. Yo, that shit hurts though.
She pluck it or she what?
Plucked and shaved.
Wow.
That shit hurts.
Wow.
All y'all girls who get your eyebrows done, I know. Well, I've never gotten threaded. I heard threaded hurts a lot. But like, that shit, yeah, it's not a joke. It hurts.
Damn.
Not like crazy, but like there'd be sometimes I'm like, ah, fuck, that hurt.
Yeah. I'm not trying to sound like I have like perfect eyebrows or some shit, but I've been told like I have good eyebrows.
No,
you for got, a guy.
You have nice eyebrows. It's just, yeah. But like the thing is, now that I've gotten my eyebrows done, I can see like where you can use some work.
Ah, a little touch
like,
up here.
A little touch up. You know, it's like a little plucking here and there.
Okay.
I promise you, if you get your eyebrows done, it looks so much cleaner. But the thing is, like, from a guy's perspective, you won't be able to tell. But you yourself, like, if you got your eyebrows done, you would notice, like, oh, these are cleaner.
Okay. I look at the mirror, I'm like, okay, purr. Okay. Okay, purr, I got you. Okay.
No, deadass, though. I think, like, I'm not saying you should go get your eyebrows done. I feel like...
Nah, bro, let's go get our eyebrows done.
I don't know, bro. Dude, it might not be the best use of our money, but, you know, next girl you get serious with, like, if she does her eyebrows, just be like, can you do my eyebrows? I promise you it'll change your life. I'm not going to lie. Like, next girl I, like, get to, into something with, I'm going to, like, that's one of my, like, factors.
Oh. Like,
if she knows how to do my eyebrows, like, fuck, bro. Like, that's a big green flag for me.
Because my ex would try to do my eyebrows, but I would be like, nah, fuck that shit. Like, I don't want to do that.
Nah, bro. It's nice.
Damn.
It's nice. It hurts in the moment, but after... Wow, man, it's nice.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, now I'm just like, fuck, bro, my eyebrows. And the thing is, like, once you do it...
You can't unsee it?
You can't go back, bro. It's just like, damn, my eyebrows looking sloppy now. Damn.
Hey, next step, we get lashes. All right. Chill out, dude.
Okay, pause.
Hey, dough lashes?
Stop.
You don't want no ABG lashes, bro?
Stop.
You want to be like... I'm so pretty.
That like reminds me of a question, but like, if it was socially acceptable for guys to wear makeup, would you wear makeup?
You talking about like some James Charles shit?
No, like, I mean, like, to however much you want to wear, but like, if it was socially acceptable to wear makeup, would you wear makeup?
Shit, I don't know.
Dude, I would.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Dude,
yeah.
I feel like makeup, just like, it's just a hack in life. It just enhances how you look.
Damn. Maybe I gotta go buy some concealer or some shit just to like get touch it up a little bit.
Exactly, bro. I feel like if it was socially, I mean, not that like I wouldn't do it now. I mean, no, I wouldn't do it now, but like, fuck, I don't know. Would I do it now? I don't fucking know. But like, if it was, it's not like I give a fuck about what people think, but I do give a fuck about what people think, you know?
I think it'd just be weird if like you're with a girl and you have makeup on and then you both are like rubbing each other's makeup off and then it's like, that's weird.
No, but I feel like as a guy, it wouldn't be that, like, you wouldn't be wearing like a shit ton of makeup. It'd just be like a little bit, you know, it's like a little,
like a little touch up here and there.
Yeah, but I feel like if it was socially acceptable,
I mean, shit,
I wouldn't mind.
Dude, they wear fucking, male actors wear makeup in the movies.
No, facts. And everyone in Korea wears makeup.
Shit, now we gotta wear makeup.
Nah, I honestly wouldn't mind if it was socially acceptable. It just makes you look better.
Make makeup socially acceptable.
Yeah. 2022
Hashtag makeup males.
Yep.
Boom.
Yeah.
I would, yeah, if it was socially acceptable, I would.
Yeah, not for like, you know, you're not doing eyeshadow and shit.
No.
But
no.
Like you know, you're covering up your imperfections or whatever.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I could see that for sure.
Yeah. Like I do my eyebrows, I do my makeup.
Yeah, but in today's society, if a dude sees you with makeup, they'd be like, dude, you're a fucking pussy.
Yeah, exactly. And not that we care about what people think, but it's like we care about what people think.
Yeah, like know? Everyone's got to, you know, like a little bit. No matter how much they say they don't give a fuck, people do give a fuck. Unless you're like Tyler, the Creator or some shit. Like,
I think a big thing is like, let me know if you do this. Like when you pull up to random places and like, you know, there are going to be a lot of guys there. Okay. Like, do you ever think like you ever gauge like, could I fuck this guy up or could he fuck me up? You do that or not?
Yeah, but I mean, that's like a native male instinct.
Yeah, it's like a...
You're sizing people up.
It's a barbaric instinct.
Yeah.
But I feel like I do that naturally. Just like, I don't know, going to a rave or a club. If someone like bumps into us, my first thought is, do I fuck him up or does he fuck me up?
Yeah. No, for sure.
Yeah. So I feel like if we wore makeup, it's more like, all right, they could fuck me up.
Oh.
They're probably like, okay, if we bump into a guy at a rave and he wears makeup, I'm probably thinking I could fuck this guy up.
Yeah, because you're like, he's fruity or something.
Yeah, yeah. But if I wear makeup and he bumps into me, I'm like, all right, bro. He probably thinks he can fuck me up. He's going to start some shit.
But that's why if all males wore makeup, then we would all fuck, like, we would fuck each other.
No, I get what you mean. Like, it's like, it's an equal playing field.
Yeah, if every male wore makeup, we would be all like, your makeup sucks.
That's true. It's like, sis, that eyeliner is not on point. Yeah, no. I'm going to slap you.
They'd be like, bro, your fucking lashes, mid.
That's true. Normalize guys wearing makeup.
Honestly, maybe we should. Maybe we should start the trend. Just kidding. I'm not doing that.
Okay, bro, chill out. No, but I remember there was a guy in our high school that wore BB cream.
Really?
You know what BB cream is?
Yeah, I know what BB cream
is. It's not like makeup.
Yeah.
Kind of like makeup. It's like a cream that like covers your imperfections, I think.
You put that on, I thought that was like a nighttime routine thing. Or is it like you go out and then you put it on and then you go out? I don't know.
I'm not sure. I just know it's a cream that like kind of, it's like a cream that you put on your face, but it kind of covers up your imperfections. But there was a guy who wore that shit. And a lot of people gave him shit for it.
Really?
Yeah. But now I'm like, I don't know, bro. Like, fuck it. It's just cream.
Yeah. I mean, not middle school. In high school, yeah, I could see myself giving him shit for that.
Yeah.
But, you know, as you grow older, you're like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
Do what you. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Manscaped.
Yeah. Manscaped fucking sponsors us, bro.
Was there a specific time growing up where you were like, I'm trading in my anime and Legos for girls?
What do you mean anime and Legos?
I remember as in like... You know those memes where they're like, it was at this time when like little Timmy knew that he was trading in Legos to go chase like women or some shit. You know what I mean?
I've never chased girls though, AJ.
Oh, okay. All right. Fuck this question.
Good discussion. Never chased girls like that, bro. All right. Yo, girls aren't the answer to life, bro.
I've been chasing girls since fourth grade.
You really have, bro. I've been chasing the bag since fourth grade. Now I sound like a fucking Gary Vee, like... Chase the fucking bag, bro. Sometimes having a girlfriend is nice, but I think like I've really never thought that like a woman can bring me like happiness.
Yeah,
I thought that it'd be like, you know, nice, but I don't know. I've always just
That was just like my simp self growing up.
You're a simp though.
Yeah,
no, not growing up. You're a simp.
All right, dude.
Sorry, I just
I'm a simp. You know,
AJ is a simp.
What are you gonna do? I love Keshi.
No, actually, you're not a simp. You're just a horn dog. All we talked about this
earlier. Yeah, we did.
You're a horn dog.
I am a horn dog. Is there ever a reason for anyone to watch anime dubbed versus subbed?
Yeah, if you're blind.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You tell me I'm wrong though. If you're blind, if you watch anime dubbed, we can't give any shit to you. If you're not blind and you watch anime dubbed, you're fucking dumb.
Oh my god. I didn't even think about that. I was asking this question as in like, yeah, everyone should never watch it dubbed. I didn't even think about that.
Come on, bro. Blind people. I'm sure blind people watch anime too.
No, they for sure do.
Yeah.
I just never thought about that. Like, it was never crossed my mind. I was like, oh, maybe this is because this guy's blind and he can't see what the fuck is going on. Oh my god.
I didn't mean that in a harmful way.
No.
I just meant like if you're literally like legally blind and you can't see a screen, you gotta listen to the English.
Yeah.
Or if you speak English.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't even think about that. But yeah, if you're not, you know, visionally impaired, I don't even think that's the right fucking word. If you're not If you're not impaired visually, there's no fucking reason for you to watch anime dubbed.
That's what you wanted to get at.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. I was just giving you a real answer.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh my god. I didn't even think about this. I was like, there's no reason why someone would dub this in a different language. Because it's awful. And then I didn't even think about it. Like, I didn't even think about it at all. Nah, but you have the...
Oh, shit.
No, but you for sure have those motherfuckers who are like, I just think it's better. But it's not. It's fucking awful.
No, anime dubbed is not better.
Because... I can't get over that fucking blind. I'm sorry. I can't continue this conversation. I don't think there's anything wrong with being a simp if you're not sacrificing time with other people. But is that your definition of a simp?
That's my definition of a simp.
Oh, so you're like giving up shit.
Yeah. Like, I think, yeah. I think if you're giving up your like own well-being or like time with others for your significant other, I think you're being a simp.
Okay, so that's your definition of being a simp. But let's say you're like, you really like this girl and you're like in love with her and shit, like, and you just try to do everything for her, but you're not sacrificing time for like with other people. That's not a simp.
I don't think so.
Oh,
I think if like as a guy, if you really like a girl, well, let's say you love her and you know you want to spend as much time as you want with her, but you know, let's say you have certain obligations, not obligations, but like there's certain things you do with your friends.
Yeah.
For instance, let's say you play games every Wednesday night for 3 hours.
Okay.
And you've been doing that for 5 years.
Yeah.
If you get a girlfriend and like, no matter how much you love her, if you start skipping out on those, then it's like you're a simp.
I see.
Yeah.
So you're changing your established lifestyle for this person.
Yeah, then I think you're a simp. But I feel like if you can, as long as you make extra time for this other person that you like or love, it's like you're not a simp. You just like or love them. But if you're like taking away time from others or even for yourself, like let's say once a week you practice guitar for 3 hours, if you're taking away that time to be with this girl, I think you're a simp. Yeah.
Don't you think, though, naturally, like, the boys would be a little butthurt that you're taking some time away that you would spend with them for your significant other?
Oh, for sure. The boys are always butthurt. The boys always think the boys come first.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it's the saying, bros before hoes.
Yeah.
But, you know, even if you're not really doing it too terribly, you're just going to get a little butthurt.
Yeah. But it's more like, if you do it in the right way, they wouldn't get butthurt.
Yeah, that's valid.
Yeah, it's more like we have a mutual friend. Well, he's our boy. He's in our squad.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Who am I talking about?
David.
Oh, how'd you know?
Because he does it perfectly.
David walks that line perfectly.
Yeah, he walks that line perfectly for sure.
He really does. He is like you know, he's a friend that's like a bro. But he's been having a girlfriend for a while, but it's like he walks that line so perfectly where you almost forget that he has a girlfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
Whereas you,
okay,
you once you as soon as not even your girlfriend, bro. As soon as you're interested in a girl, you just drop your friends. You're just like, you know, every Friday we go eat. He's like, nah, bro, I'm busy on Friday. Fuck it. That's the difference.
I know. I've realized that now. I realize that now. Like, no. I'm not going to stop things that are already in place just for a girl. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah, but David walks that line perfectly. Like, that line of, like, having a girlfriend but being, like, a boy, you know?
Yeah.
There with the boys. He does walk that line perfectly. But I think that's what makes him not a simp.
David, if you watch this, we'll know you've watched this far if you realize that we're talking about you.
Yeah, this is pretty late in the video. So, David, I better, you know, expect something in the Discord call or the text. Because we're going to know if you didn't watch this far.
Yeah.
You motherfucker.
Yeah. You cannot fake support us.
Yeah. Shout out David, though. Only if you watch this far and he says something. If not, then fuck you, David.
Hey, but, you know, if you get married to your significant other, I better see you fucked up at the bachelor party.
He's not, bro. I know he's not. Do you know, have you ever thought about like what you want for your own bachelor party? Well, obviously you don't get to decide, but like, well, do you get to decide?
You don't get to decide. The best man makes it.
So have you ever thought about like what you want at your own bachelor party?
Dude, I don't know. I think it's just more, I think what I really want is just for all my close friends that are boys, you know, to just have a good time, you know, with me.
I agree, but like what defines a good time? Like I'm not trying to go to a strip club.
No, I don't really want to go to a strip club. I just want like, I think I just, what I want specifically is for everyone to just be fucked up and like doing some sort of activity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah,
I agree.
I don't, yeah. I don't want to go to a strip club. I think that's a little weird. Not weird, but that's just not what I want. But I think like if like for instance, like if there was fucking 19 guys, I'm not saying I'm going to have 19 people in a bachelor party, but there was like 20 dudes in a club and we're all fucked up for my bachelor's party. I don't care. Like that's fine. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, like I don't want like a bunch of girls or some shit like in the fucking, like, nah, that's fucking weird.
When do you think you're going to get married?
Fuck. I don't know. I feel like, my ideal age is like late 20s, early 30s, but at the rate I'm going, like I don't fucking know, because I'd feel like I'd have to meet my future wife now to have that happen.
I agree, but isn't it weird that like our parents or like our parents' generation, like they all got married around our age?
Yeah, but I mean, I think it was just a different time back then.
It is a different time, but at the same time, like for our generation, like I wonder when most people will get married.
It's for sure like pushed back. I mean, obviously like people get married earlier than others, but like I think that we grew up in a generation where like your individual self comes first, and then once you're established, then you think about other people, you know?
Yeah, I agree, but like I just wonder like when, like, you know, obviously like our parents' generation, well, I don't know, maybe they thought this, but like they were more on the side of like, oh, I'm gonna be 20 something, I'm gonna get married.
Yeah.
But for the rest, or like our generation, it's more like, oh, I want to like make sure I'm stable and like, you know, I have my shit together before I get married. I wonder what age that would be for us. Would it be 25? Would it be 30? 35?
Yeah, like we won't really know until we have lived it, because like now we can look back at our parents' age and the generation before them and be like, oh, they all got married early. But we won't really know about our generation until we've actually done it, you know? So it's like, no one can really accurately say like when they're going to get married. It just happens, you know?
I mean, we're both 23. As someone in their early 20s though, do you feel pressure to get married soon?
Fuck no.
Really?
No.
I do.
You're pressured to get married now?
I didn't say now, I meant soon.
Like how soon?
Like 25.
Really?
You don't feel pressure to get married soon?
No, I don't think like, where's this pressure coming from?
Like my parents.
Oh, no, my mom always has instilled in me. She's like, don't worry about women. Focus on yourself first. That's what my mom has always told me, even since a kid.
Yeah, but like how long can you focus? I can focus on myself my whole life, you know?
Like, yeah, but I mean like she's not even, like my sister, she's 5 years older than me. So she's turning 28 this year. She's turning 29. God, I'm bad at math. She's turning 29 this year. My mom isn't pressuring my sister to get married. I think it's just like I guess maybe it's just like a individual thing. But my mom always has been telling all of us to just focus on ourselves first and then think about marriage and stuff later.
Really?
Yeah. Because she's always like, she's told me though, like that she settled down too early. Not settled down, like she loved my dad and all that, but like she's saying like she felt like she wasn't fully settled in the world when she got married and had kids. So she always told us to do it later when we're older. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I feel like if you get too old, like what I'm thinking is if I'm 28 and single, I'm missing out on too many like potential opportunities.
Oh yeah,
I know. Of people I can get married to.
Like they're going to be snatched up.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're going to be married already. And like my pool has gotten smaller and it'll just continue to get smaller the older I get. So I feel like As a 23-year-old, I need to be meeting the person I'm going to marry now.
Yeah. But I mean, like, I don't want to put that pressure on myself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like an active pressure. You know, I'm not looking for a girlfriend right now, but it's like in the back of my mind. It's like, like, did I meet the person I want to marry now or did I not?
Yeah. I don't know. I've never really thought that in terms of like, I need to get married or I need to meet that person soon. You know, I never really had that. I think it was more of like, I just want to establish myself first and then I'll think about that shit later.
Interesting. But like, what if you don't establish, like, quote unquote, you don't establish yourself till like you're fucking 30.
Then I'll meet them when I'm 30, you know? Like, it's not ideal, but like, I feel like that's just like what's gonna, like, if that happens and it happens, like, what am I gonna do, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, honestly, like, nobody should feel pressured to get married as soon as possible. I feel like you should put yourself first and then like if it happens, it happens. Like you should have that mindset. You know what I mean? That's my mindset though, at least.
Are you in the pool of like do you date to marry or do you date just to date?
Well, like right now I'm just like I'm not in that mindset to date to marry.
I know, but like yeah.
Yeah,
that's true. I guess I'm the same way. But like normally, like if you meet a girl, like are you dating them with not intention to marry, but like, you know, like you're dating them because you see long-term future. Yeah. Or do you just date to, you know, because you're feeling, your heart is just saying like, you know, you're having a good time.
I mean, like, I feel like before I would date to have, because my feelings are feelings or whatever the fuck that bullshit is. Now I'm thinking more of like, yeah, can I see myself long-term and have like the potential is there. You know what I mean? Like I'm no longer just fucking around. Like I'm fucking around. But I'm also not in a mindset of I want to date anyone right now. But when I have that mindset of I want to date someone right now, then I will evaluate like with whoever I'm talking to, like, oh, do I really see myself with you or am I just not, you know?
Yeah. I feel like that's a very normal circumstance in your 20s.
Oh, for sure.
I feel like people who are in their early 20s, it's a big mix of like, am I fucking around or am I looking for something maybe serious?
Yeah, exactly. And I think like you should just, you know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. Like, I feel like you just gotta, I'm not saying like, don't think about the future, but just like be in the moment with whatever you're doing. And if you think you need to meet someone now, then don't date just to date. Then you gotta date with the intention of seeing yourself with that person long-term. Yeah, I think it's more of like, you just gotta know what you want at the moment, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like your 20-year-old self, like, it's not the same as your early 20-year-old self is not the same as your late 20-year-old self.
No, for sure. It won't be. No.
So I feel like we won't know what we want later. We're both fucking around. We don't want something serious. But maybe we'll regret it when we're like 28.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, like, but the thing is, like, we could both meet someone tomorrow. And like, if all the right pieces align, then that's that person, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think, like, you know, that's just how I view it. Yeah. Like, if it happens, it happens. Like, I don't
deal with it.
Yeah. I'm not, like, that's low on my priority list right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways, normalize wearing makeup for me.
I totally forgot we talked about that.
All right, that was, we didn't even say what episode number this was. That was episode 5 of the Bella Boys podcast.
That was episode 5 of the Bella Boys podcast. We are both sober for the outro.
We are both sober for the outro. We were not sober. I was not sober for the intro. I don't know if you were, but.
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely not sober, but I was more sober than you were. You were fucking dead.
Dude, I was fucked up, dude. I was fucked up beyond belief. I haven't been that drunk in a while, bro. I was on the ground today. I had to go outside for fresh air. That was not good. But
it was so funny.
The most important thing is I sobered up just for you guys. Yeah. What does that mean? That you got to like, comment, and subscribe.
And like and rate the fucking Spotify, Apple Music.
Yeah. Also, I want to know, shit, probably like three of you probably made it this far. But how many of y'all watch this on YouTube and how many of y'all like listen to this on the podcast? Because that's very important to us.
That's true. And if you're listening to it on the podcast right now, please go back to the YouTube video and leave a comment.
Yeah, facts. If you, yeah, exactly.
Because like, I know maybe if you're listening in the car or something, like you can't, but like, Just try to, at least.
Yeah, just try and remember later in the day that we told you to leave a comment.
Yeah, I don't know. You probably won't, but it's fine.
Yeah, I mean, but that was episode 5. That was a pretty interesting episode. We kind of freeballed this one. But yeah, we'll be back with episode 6 next week.
Yep.